It's the show on 91.5 KJZZ. I'm Phil Latzman.
And I'm Mark Brody. Thanks for listening this morning. The Ironman Arizona takes place next weekend in Tempe. IMAZ, as it's called by competitors, is a grueling 2.4-mile swim in Tempe Town Lake, followed by a 112-mile bike ride that extends into the Sonoran Desert and finishes up with a marathon around the lake and Papago Park.
It is the ultimate test of endurance, no matter who you are. But if you had to compete in this battle of body and willpower and strength without being able to see? Well, more on that in a moment. But first, you've heard the expression, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Gilbert's Michael Sompson has been handed a few lemons in life. Back in 1995, the Hawaii native was a first lieutenant in the Army with a bright future. But while visiting Austin, Texas, a brawl broke out at his friend's house. He intervened trying to defend his buddy when things quickly escalated beyond fisticuffs.
They went back and got weapons. One of the persons came out with a shotgun and shot me while I was in my car.
Sompson managed to survive the gunshot wounds to the head, but not without permanent damage.
My optic nerves were severed, and I have no vision.
Faced with a sightless future, Sompson faced his new reality head-on. He convinced the University of Arizona's College of Law to accept him, then studied and passed the bar exam using audio tapes. That amazing mental accomplishment aside, Sompson felt he needed to address his physical side.
So now you're a practicing attorney, and you decide that you have more challenges that you want to undertake, even with your disability. How did you get into running, swimming, and biking, and competing in triathlons when you can't see?
I think it was more of, when you hit a certain age, there's always a joke among, the fellas that, oh, man, I'm getting too fat. I can't even see my toes. And I was like, well, what's my excuse, right? I'm blind. But then, I'm getting kind of chubby. So so I realized, let's try to do something healthy. And of course, being me, I kind of went to the extreme and said, oh, you know what? What's this triathlon stuff? And I did a short sprint with my friend. And it was great. Because it's never boring, because you're constantly moving and doing different things. But at the same time, I was like, how am I going to do this blind? It was a challenge, especially during the swim. because during the swim, when you put the swim cap on, you put it over your ears, you become deaf. And then I can't see. So now I'm like deaf and blind. So, and then, of course, somebody says, okay, we're going to jump in the lake now. And you're like, okay, I'm deaf, I'm blind, and now I can't touch the ground.
Wow. I mean, I'm trying to think about what it would be like for me to do any of those three things without sight. The bike ride, just having the speed of the bike ride might scare me the most. But how are you not scared? I mean, what goes through your mind when you do this, and how do you overcome those fears of not knowing what's in front of you?
You have faith and trust in the people you're with. One of the great things about being blind is meeting some great human beings, great people. To train for the Ironman, as you know, Ironman is 2.5-mile swim in the ocean or open water or lake, and then you transition to a 112-mile bike ride, and then you transition to a full marathon, 26.2 miles. And the cutoff time is 17 hours. So that's a lot of movement. And you have to also consider your hydration and nutrition during the whole process. So you have to have a lot of faith and trust in the person that's guiding you. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of good friends who surrounded me. And, every day you'll see me running, cycling, or swimming with different people. And these are people who volunteer their time.
So as a blind triathlete, how can you inspire others just by setting the example of being able to do something like that, to overcome that hurdle? What do you tell other people that may be in a position where they have a disability that they think will get in the way?
It's just a matter of not giving up. One of the things that is hard to teach people is perseverance. What happens when you're faced against a you know, a very big obstacle or a struggle? Do you run away or do you stand and face it and try to figure it out? You know, it's a choice. I mean, and that's really hard to teach people, especially if you're a parent and you have kids. It's the same thing. Your kids struggle through things. You struggle through things. And how do you deal with it? Because, I mean, a triathlon is a very long day. I mean, especially a full Ironman triathlon. I mean, it really is problem solving on a smaller scale to life, because you're trying to figure out how to get, you know, through certain obstacles. Everything that happens up to the finish line, it's exciting. It really is.
Michael Sompson is a blind triathlete and a practicing attorney here in the Valley. Michael, your story is inspirational. Thanks for telling it.
Thank you.
And on a side note, while he has competed in the IMAS before, Michael has chosen to skip this year's event to train for the famous Ironman World Championships in his native Hawaii next year.